What's going on, family? Just wanted to hop on real quick. For those of you guys that have followed me on Twitter, you may have seen that I've deleted my Twitter. I've completely deleted pretty much everything that was on my Twitter back from 2011. For those of you who've known me only shortly, probably didn't know I've been around since 2011 on Twitter. But before, probably like the last 8 months, it was much more kind of a personal Twitter, and then I directed it towards kind of sharing some of the information that I had gained on my spiritual journey. And I wanted to make this quick brief episode, because I wanted to give you guys a little bit of a kind of understanding of where I'm going to be taking this podcast, for those of you that have been following it for a while, and what's going to be changing, you know, from what I share on here. So basically, and as many of you guys that have been following this podcast from the beginning, you know, I take periods of kind of recalibration and reanalysis. And, you know, because of certain events that have occurred over the last 6 months, you know, I've been kind of out of my element and in my element at the same time. What does that mean? That means that in many areas I've been able to improve, but then because I've improved in certain areas, other areas have been left unchecked. And anybody who knows me knows I always quote The Art of War by Sun Tzu. And when I think about that situation that I found myself in a couple of days ago, I think about when he talks about the formations for an army. And so he says that if you strengthen your left flank, you leave your right flank exposed. If you strengthen the middle, you leave your flanks exposed. If you strengthen the back, you leave the fronts, the left and the right, exposed. And I always take that, and I always take that book very much so as like a book of enlightenment, because in my opinion, it's a book that gives you a lot of insight in terms of who you are, in terms of what to expect from yourself, in terms of how to move about, you know, with the enemies that we all have present in our lives. And by enemies, I don't just mean people. I mean our vices. I mean our progressions. Any move that we make creates certain quote-unquote enemies, which are just opposing forces that can come back and really bite you in the ass. And I say that because I feel like, you know, though I have progressed in knowledge a lot in terms of the last kind of 8 months, because of the fact that I did focus so much on knowledge, I didn't allow myself to focus as much on application of that knowledge. And so what ends up happening is there's a lack of balance. There's a lack of applicability. And in my situation, there was more need to kind of provide these episodes for you guys, because I felt like, you know, I had this large viewing. These people were all watching or waiting to hear what I had to say with these people that I was inviting on, that I didn't focus enough on myself, on, you know, what I was doing, on the things that I was allowing myself to slack on. And, you know, that combined with, you know, my grandfather passing in January and just my life situation currently in terms of, you know, my last semester graduating, and, you know, I lost my license back in November. So there was a lot of changes and a lot of things, and I was seeking comfort in things that necessarily weren't helping me advance, but that at the moment, from where I was looking at it, seemed like they were helping me. And so it took kind of me realizing and recognizing that there's a need for a recalibration period, for me to step back and, you know, cancel out all the things that I was using, instead of actually putting the work in myself as much as I should have been. And as somebody who comes on here and speaks to people in terms of how to better their lives, how to maintain a level head, I wasn't necessarily applying those things as I should have. And so what this episode is really just kind of a break from the last episodes that I've been dropping and the things that I've been doing, and a redirection of this podcast. Initially, this podcast was nothing more than kind of my personal journal in terms of what I know, so that I could sit down and listen to it and kind of remind myself what it was that I'm here for in this life, and what it was that I'm supposed to be doing. And I fell for the ego trap of allowing the popularity of the podcast to detract me from those things. And so I'm going to be touching on subjects from here on out again that apply to me personally, that I feel many people will be dealing with in their journeys in spirituality. I don't think I've ever once on this podcast said that the way I do things is the way everyone should do it. I think I make it very clear that everybody should always, always look intuitively for themselves, what resonates and what doesn't. But also, understand that when I share these things, even sharing facts, I give certain opinions. And those opinions, to people that may be lost, can seem like directives. And so, again, I make it clear in this episode that I'm going to be continuing to do this podcast, because it was never about who listens to it. It was never about how many people I get or the numbers behind it. It's literally kind of my journal of where I'm at in my journey. And even though I do share things that may apply to many people, everybody that listens to this podcast should recognize that we are at different points, and that you can fall back on one point, you can move forward on another point, excuse me, but ultimately, you are the one who gauges where you are at. We oftentimes forget that philosophers are the ones that dig through knowledge. You know, and if you want to be a philosopher, good for you, you know, and more power to you. I am not a philosopher. I don't like to theorize about things. I like to know things. I like to experience things. And I've unfortunately transitioned prior to this episode into the philosophizing realm, into the kind of I'm expected to give information. And I allowed that information, which wasn't incorrect. I'm not backtracking on anything that I've posted on this podcast. Everything that I have posted up to this point is 100% legitimate in terms of the information I offer you guys. But I was not necessarily in the right intention when making some of the episodes. And again, it doesn't mean that I was coming from a detrimental intention, or that I wanted to monetize or make this a business. It was never about that. You know, I never charged for my podcast, and those that subscribed did so not because I marketed it as something you had to pay, but because they felt that they were gaining something from it. But I do want to establish with this episode here, and again, it's about to be like a 10-minute episode, it's not going to be too long, that the information that I'm going to be dropping on these podcast episodes will again be from my perspective, for my remembrance, and for things that I need to continue to include in my daily practice. You know, I'm 100% sure that I'll lose a couple of viewers, and that's 100% fine, because again, if it resonates, that's cool. If it doesn't, that's even better. I like when things don't resonate with people, because then there's no pressure. It's okay. You don't like what I'm saying, you have the option of not listening. You like what I'm saying, you have the option of listening. And so I'm going to leave you guys with a little bit of a snippet of a dream that I had two nights ago. And I woke up into the dream, and I call it waking up because, in my opinion, we're more awake during dream time than we are when we're quote unquote awake. In my opinion, the most important thing that we need to be keeping an eye out on is our subconscious. You can change all the habits in your life consciously, And if you have not continued to do the work subconsciously, you will find a way to sabotage yourself. And that's kind of what I've been doing for the past 2 to 3 months. You know, there was something that I had cleared that I was good of. And I thought it was dead. I thought it was, you know, that I could move on from it. And I didn't take my own advice of remembering that this type of thing comes in cycles and it comes in spiral, right? It's not a straight line. It's not, oh, I'm here and I'm here and I'm done. No, it's okay. I'm done with this lesson. I'm done with this understanding of it. And if the lesson comes up again and again and again, that just means that I haven't fully grasped what I need to grasp from it. And it may come in the most disastrous forms, or it may come in the greatest forms, right? It can come in the form of you finding yourself locked up because of something stupid you did that you've repeated multiple times. Or it can come in the form of, you know, you've ruined a relationship with somebody that you wouldn't have wanted to ruin. But because of your subconscious not having been fully healed, you enacted in certain ways that you know, that weren't really true to what you're trying to do. And I come on here and I share this with you guys because, you know, I don't pretend to be a guru of anything. You know, I'm somebody who found their path and who's been walking it and who's been doing what they have to do or what they feel they have to do because I've intuitively done it. You know, I had a teacher who taught me shamanism, who taught me the principles of what my ancestors were working with. Curanderismo, you know, some call it brujería, whatever. But the truth is, you know, even with my mentor cannot do the work for me. The people who listen to this podcast cannot do the work for me. The people who love me cannot do the work for me. And that is what I forgot. I felt that as if, because I had all this knowledge and I had this understanding, that meant that I could excuse myself. And again, this wasn't a conscious thought process where I sat here and said, oh, okay, I don't have to do the work. No, it was slow and very sinister the way it snuck in, you know? And just to share that with you guys, again, it has nothing to do with trying to get a point across. I just want to share that with you guys that do listen to this, because by putting it on a public platform, people are going to listen. And so I cannot excuse myself simply by saying this is just for me and it is what it is to the wind. Nothing that I say on here, nothing that anybody says on any podcast, nothing that anybody puts in any book will get you farther in your spiritual enlightenment than you focusing on yourself and what you need to do to better yourself. Putting it in psychological terms, I just shared something on my Instagram, my personal Instagram, which is Maslow's hierarchy of needs towards self-actualization. Sometimes we can get stuck at either level prior to self-actualization and feel good there and not want to move there because we become familiar with it. And we're not familiar with the next step forward, and so that frightens us. We cannot do that. There needs to be an accountability, you know? One of my favorite counts that I've quoted on here often is Kenzo the Reminder. If you guys want to look him up, I definitely recommend you follow his feed if you're interested in spirituality, period. It's K-H-E-N-S-U. The Reminder. Just look him up on Google. You'll find his account. He's probably one of the first things that come up. And he said, spiritual growth must be preceded by maturation. And anybody that knows me will tell you that I'm a very playful person. I'm a jokester. And that comes as a result of the fact that, you know, I am not 100% fully mature yet. And that's fine. I recognize that about myself. And as you guys may have heard in many episodes prior to this, that's okay. You know, what's important is recognizing where you have to move forward. And so, kind of keeping in sync with the episode, I allowed my knowledge to grow and I ignored my maturation, my maturity, my kind of self-checking. And that's a danger we can all fall in. That's a certain level of ego trap that is kind of activated. Because as human beings, we seek comfort. And when we're comfortable somewhere, we allow ourselves to stagnate. And unfortunately, the spiritual path is not about stagnation. It's not about doing a certain amount of work while you're here and then stopping. It's literally a lifetime commitment to this work. And so, you know, one of the things that I want to share is the fact that I've gotten caught up in that trap. And there's many people who probably saw me as this person who had answers that they didn't. But in reality, I only had information that you didn't. The answers are truly within you, because the way it is like a chess match, right? We all think we're the kings of our lives, and you know, there's pawns that we see as interchangeable, whether they be your coworkers or your boss or a friend, or people that come into your life. And then you have the rooks, the bishops, and the knights that are probably closer friends that, you know, that are of higher value, but still you almost kind of use them. And again, not consciously, but subconsciously, you use them. What do you use them for? You use them for comfort. You use them for things. You expect things from them. And so you're still operating from that king mindset. And what I've realized is it's okay to operate from that king mindset, but you got to hold yourself to the standards of being that king before you can even do that. And then as the king, don't look at them as disposable, or don't look at them as temporary. Look at them as, these are people who are fighting the same fight that I'm fighting, that we call life. They're dancing the same dance that we're dancing, that we call life. And it's important for us to not get lost. It's important for me to not get lost in the knowledge of it. Because at the end of the day, philosophers have knowledge, you know? And you can philosophize on the greater things of life. You can make philosophy about the negatives, and the same as statistics, philosophy can give you the different perspectives depending on how you twist it. But spirituality is not philosophy. Spirituality is practical. Spirituality is based on action. Spirituality is based on will. Spirituality is based on you holding yourself accountable, because nobody else will. You know, I have best friends that very rarely check me. You know, because, well, I don't know why, you know, they just rarely check me. And when they do, I respect it, but they rarely check me. And it comes down to you as an individual on how much you're willing to check yourself, how much you're willing to push forward and check yourself, and to not get distracted, because you may have the full intention of checking yourself, but then when you get distracted on some BS, on things that have nothing to do with you becoming the greatest version of yourself, that's the problem. And for me, it was social media, right? It was social media, mainly Twitter. But to anybody, it could be a relationship, it could be a job, it could be a family situation, it could be a lot of things. It could manifest as many things. The importance is to remember why we're here and why we're doing what we do at every moment. And those things that don't align with that, we need to toss them away, you know? And that's the biggest reminder for me. And that's why I wanted to make this episode, because I've been holding on to things that I should have tossed away a long time ago. And subconsciously, I guess I haven't produced as many episodes as I should have, because I knew that and I understood that deep down. But I didn't want to admit it to myself. So again, this episode is me reminding myself of what I'm doing, and hoping that those that listen to you can learn from my example and not follow that. And not follow anyone but yourself, but your truth. Just make sure that when you're listening to yourself, when you're listening to your truth, it's your voice, it's your intuition, and it's not the conditioning or the patterns that you have trying to whisper in your ear. that you should do this or should do that. Because your power lies in your individuality. Your power lies in your ka, in your personality, in who you are here today as a human being. And remembering that you're so much more than that, and that the goal is being good when the time comes, when death comes for you, and you have to do that dance for death, hoping that death looks at you for that brief second before you die and applauds your dance and doesn't look away in shame. So with that being said, I'm going to be sharing a lot more. It's going to be a lot more kind of brief episodes, quick 20 minute, 30 minute things. I'm not going to have people on here for a while. Again, like I said, my podcast was becoming too much of an entertainment thing, and it was never meant for that. It was never meant for that, and I lost focus of that. And I appreciate everybody who stuck around this far, and I appreciate all the new people, and I'm sure that once you go through the episodes, if you choose to, you'll understand this episode a lot better. But throughout my journey, I'm very grateful for everybody who's come forth and told me that this podcast has helped them. I'm very grateful for all the people that have been on this podcast. I'm very grateful for everything and everybody that's happened to me in the last 6 months while I've been in sort of limbo, because this has been kind of the most impacting learning period that I've had in a very long time. And so this is Mateo. It's not the Jaguar Shaman. It's not Mithras. It's not El Lobo. This is your boy letting you know it's all love and peace. Sending blessings to everybody. Ashe family, thank you for tuning in.